Brian Jean was back at work on Tuesday morning, returning to his duties as the Fort McMurray Lac La Biche MLA following a resounding win in Monday night's provincial election. The incumbent UCP member took back his seat with almost three-quarters of the 10,400 votes cast in the northeastern Alberta constituency, beating NDP candidate Kaylin Hobbs and independent contender Kevin Johnston. There are about 26,000 eligible voters in the riding. Jean in UCP government. Across Alberta, 1.76 million people voted out of the 2.8 million who were eligible. The provincial vote brought in a return of the United Conservative Party as the official government, led by Premier Danielle Smith. With the results still unofficial, Jean will be one of 49 UCP MLAs elected to the 87-seat legislature. The NDP finished the election with 38 elected representatives. Jean is happy to get back to work, putting his own Monday night victory and the parties behind him and continuing to move forward with ideas for his constituents and all Albertans. "I'm at it right away. There are so many things that need to be done right now," he said, zeroing in on the economy, economic development and the continuing need to improve the livelihoods of Albertans. "Our economy needs to be on track. We need to focus on that, but more than that, we need to focus on affordability and make sure people aren't being left on the sidelines," he said. More trickle-down needed. Prior to the election call, Jean was the province's Minister of Jobs, Economy and Northern Development. Going into his term in office, Jean would like to see economic growth that in turn creates more community growth. "To be honest right now, I'd like to see more of our money stay home. More of those barrels of oil stay in Fort McMurray, stay in Lac La Biche and in Cold Lake. I'd like to see more of it stay in Alberta," he said, not quite ready to formalize a plan of action, but more than ready to explore ways to have more trickle down from big business to community residents. "I see oil companies never making more money than what they are making now, and I see a lot of people that are not doing well. And it has to stop. It's unacceptable, to be honest. We need to build communities." Whether Jean is offered another ministerial position is something the veteran MLA says will be a decision for later days. But no matter how the cabinet appointments roll out, he knows there has to be representation from his region. "It is very important to have cabinet representation from this area. Alberta can't do without Fort McMurray. Alberta continues to be one of the greatest places to work and live, and that is because of this region," said Jean, who has spent almost his entire life in Fort McMurray. "While it might be the resources of the region that help to power the province, it's the people of the constituency that give Jean his strength. He's been in 7 elections, 3 leadership races and 3 party nominations, and each time he is heart-touched by the support he receives from all corners of the constituency. I am humbled by the amount of support I get from the people in my riding. I've been through it a few times now, and it never changes, it's always exhilarating, and it's incredible and it's humbling," he said, recognizing the responsibility he has once again been given. "I'm totally humbled. Trust me, I won't let you down."